After the Mass for Pentecost Sunday, Pope Francis greeted pilgrims from around the world in St. Peter's Square ahead of the weekly recitation of the Regina Caeli. The day's liturgy, he said to the pilgrims, invites us to open our minds and our hearts to the gift of the Holy Spirit, the first and principal gift that he has obtained with his resurrection. In the Gospel, Jesus says to his disciples, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another paraclete to be with you always." These words, the Pope said, remind us above all that love for a person, and also for the Lord, is shown not with words, but with facts. The command to keep and observe the commandments must likewise be understood in such a way that they affect our whole life. In fact, the Pope said, being Christians does not primarily mean pertaining to a certain culture or adhering to a certain doctrine, but rather joining one's very life in every respect to the person of Jesus, and through him to the Father. It is precisely for this reason, he continued, that Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit. It is through the gift of the Spirit, the love which unites the Father and the Son, and which proceeds from them, that we are able to live the very life of Jesus. But, he said, the Holy Spirit also exercises a function of teaching and memory. Pope Francis explained, the Holy Spirit does not bring a teaching different from that of Jesus, but helps us to make Jesus' teaching present and active in our lives. The Holy Father concluded his remarks with the prayer that the Blessed Virgin Mary might obtain for us the grace of being strongly animated by the Holy Spirit, that we might bear witness to Christ with evangelical frankness and open ourselves more and more to the fullness of his love.